Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A senior US official says the Trump administration is deploying 1,500 ground troops as well as support helicopters to the Mexican border. Mr. Trump described the situation there as an emergency. Merlin Thomas reports.
The acting Secretary of Defense, Robert Celsis, said President Trump had ordered him to support Homeland Security in obtaining complete operational control of the southern border. The department, he said, would assist in setting up physical barriers to prevent border crossings. Mr. Celsis said it would also provide military airlift support to flights deporting undocumented migrants from California and Texas. It's the latest sign that the Trump administration appears to be going full speed ahead on its number one campaign promise: to crack down on illegal immigration.
Thousands of refugees hoping to reach the United States have been left stranded in various parts of the world after the State Department confirmed all such travel had been halted. The US refugee admissions program was suspended by an executive order signed by Donald Trump. It's thought more than 1,500 Afghans are among those affected. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
You know, in some ways, he's sort of mirroring actions from his first term where he signed that executive order barring people from Muslim-majority countries. And it is controversial. There'll be some Republicans who will be uncomfortable with it, especially for those Afghans who, you know, helped America. If you compare it to the Biden administration, approximately 200,000 Afghans were brought to the U.S. following the U.S. troops' withdrawal. But this is what Trump promised. He promised to be tough on immigration. He promised to implement this. And he would argue, I'm living up to that promise.
President Trump has urged Russia's leader Vladimir Putin to end what he called the ridiculous war in Ukraine. Writing on social media, he said he wasn't looking to hurt Russia, but he said if a deal wasn't made soon, he'd have no choice but to impose taxes, tariffs and sanctions on anything Russia sold to the US and its allies. A new wildfire has flared up near the US city of Los Angeles, which is still counting the cost of deadly fires earlier this month. The Hughes Fire has covered a large area near Lake Castaic, north of Santa Clarita, since first catching hold on Wednesday morning. Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
This is an extraordinary fire because it is moving extremely quickly, much faster than some of the fires that we saw over the last couple of weeks. And that is in large part because of the terrain. Of course, it's extremely dry still. We haven't had any rain here for months. The winds are strong. This perfect storm of conditions, looking positively at it, there are three large-ish lakes very close by. And this is where the aircraft right now, the helicopters, are scooping up water from those lakes to douse these flames.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC in London. The International Criminal Court has issued a new arrest warrant for the head of Libya's judicial police and demanded an explanation after he was unexpectedly freed from jail in Italy. Osama Najim, who arrived back home in Libya on Tuesday, had been arrested by Italian authorities on a previous warrant from the ICC. The court accuses him of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including rape and torture, while running a prison in Tripoli in which migrants were held. The UN chief Antonio Guterres has warned that Haiti's capital risks being completely overrun by criminal gangs if support isn't increased to a UN-backed security mission. A new report says money, equipment and personnel are needed for the Kenyan-led force. Haiti's foreign minister Jean-Victor Arvel Jean-Baptiste told a meeting of the UN Security Council that his country's survival was at stake.
Haiti continues to face major challenges that more than ever threaten the security of the population and the very survival of the state. Armed gang violence marked by massacres, kidnappings and systematic human rights violations continues to be an existential form of violence.
More than 20 Nigerian environmental and rights groups have expressed grave concern over a government plan to resume crude oil production in the rest of Ogoniland in the Niger Delta. The environmentalists warned that the region was yet to heal from the damage wrought by decades of oil exploration, which had polluted rivers and farms and destroyed livelihoods. The former president of El Salvador, Mauricio Funes, has died in exile in Nicaragua. Mr. Funes, who was 65, was accused of corruption in his home country. He made his name as a high-profile journalist who interviewed various members of the left-wing rebel group, the FMLN. BBC News.